Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. Back to Ryan Cooper here at the week on the war in, or the deployment in Afghanistan. American soldiers have been in Afghanistan for 16 years, and it seems there's every chance they'll be there for 16 more. Well, you know, if John McCain, Lindsey Graham, and the talk radio mafia have their way, they'll be there for 1,600 years. But for that reason, it is worth stating the obvious. American troops are doing far more harm than good in Afghanistan. They should be immediately withdrawn. I mean, even the diabolical maniacs running and administering the Soviet military and the Soviet Union at the time, even they came to the conclusion. Now we must get out. Get out of Afghanistan. 2 years ago, Cooper writes, I checked in on Afghanistan and found it was an awesomely corrupt basket case. It is a fraud-ridden electoral system and ranked 172nd out of 176 countries on Transparency International's corruption measure. It supplied most of the world's raw opium, and the Taliban, in effect, controlled huge swaths of the country. Today, Afghanistan is up to a whopping 169th place in corruption rankings. Hey, small wonders, right? Be thankful, Cooper. In other areas, it's doing even worse than before. Its democratic system struggles to even hold an election. A UN survey found that opium cultivation was up 10% in 2016. Well, that's good for Americans that are taking OxyContin and other opioids, as they call it. Even though there's now a, wait a minute, there's a new war. I forgot, we declared a new war. Got the war in Somalia, war in Yemen, war in Afghanistan, war in Iraq, war on drugs, and war on opioids. The war on opioids. If you're an opioid addict, don't worry, we've got a pill for you. No, it doesn't have opioids in it. It just has other star-spangled, awesome, FDA-approved addictive substances in it. ISIS now has a small foothold in addition to the Taliban, which has taken even more territory. The Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction. The acronym for that, by the by, is CIGAR, with an S. Continues to churn out reports nobody reads, finding one disastrous failure after another. They recently discovered, for example, that $28 million was wasted on forest camouflage patterns for Afghan army uniforms that were totally unsuitable for the local desert environment. Hey, let's make some new camo uniforms for our Afghani buddies. Okay, what should they look like? Hey, let's make some camo uniforms. Yeah, that'll be awesome. Guys, that's a pattern that you would use in the jungles of Vietnam. You know what? You need to shut up. Don't you tell us what to do, buddy. We're stars of the movie Idiocracy, pal. We'll tase you.